Thank you, sir. Wow.
I would have forgot to do that. That's why I said thank you to him.
Oh.
Yeah. Welcome, everybody. Can you adjust the volume on that a bit, maybe? I don't know what it is. I'm doing something I don't like. Just for our newest person. Wow. Maria. Maria Celeste. I hope I get used to that.
MC.
Yeah, MC. I just want to say this. We don't do this on the Sabbath. This offering thing that we do is just on a holy day. We find there's 7 holy days in 3 seasons. Passover season, the time of Pentecost, at the end of spring, and of course the Feast of Tabernacles. That sounds great. What do you think, Eric? Is that not too bad? Oh, yes, here, yeah, yeah. And at the Feast of Tabernacles, I think that's what I said last. So we don't do this every time we meet on the Sabbath day. We don't take up an offering. That's typical. The other churches do that, but we don't. I just wanted, Sandy wanted me to make mention of that. I thought, yeah, we should do that, I guess. Welcome here on this Day of Atonement. Has anybody been to Israel before? I know Brenna's hand's going to go up. I knew she'd been there. I haven't been there, but I just recently seen a picture from some friends we met on a river cruise, and they sent us a picture of an area they were in Israel at the Dead Sea. It is dead there. Brenna, would I be right to say that? It's dead there, yeah. So if you've ever seen videos or like pictures on television about of that, you'd know that the Jordan River and the Dead Sea connect. And between those two locations, it's very noticeable. It's totally different look. Now, the banks of the Jordan are surrounded by trees and lush greenery, but nothing lives at the Dead Sea. Brandon, would I be right to say that? Nothing lives at the Dead Sea.
No, they
Yeah, they must water them, I guess. I don't know. But anyway, the reason for this is that there's no outlet. It's stagnant. And when the water flows into the area of that sea, it stays there. And the salt accumulates, and it works as a poison. It just kills everything. So what does the Dead Sea represent? What does the Jordan River represent by comparison? It's an interesting comparison. Let's consider that today in this short offertory. It's a vivid picture of what we could say, two different positions, right? Two different situations going on there. The Dead Sea compares, let's say, to the world system, which is based on, not every time, but it's based on the accumulation of wealth, right? And the goal is to basically get enough so that you can have enough. And this approach results in, if that's what you do, or if that's what happens, it's self-centered, unfruitful stagnation. Now, Christians who follow this plan mistakenly believe it's probably the path to some sort of security that they're making for themselves. But what they fail to understand is that keeping this just for ourselves makes our lives spiritually unfruitful and hinders the good works that God wants to do through us. So the plan of God, think about this for a minute, it's like a river that constantly flows. It doesn't stay stagnant. And God's provision, as we know, flows into our lives, and the right position for us to take up is to pass it along to somebody else. And I think Maria Celeste can agree with that. We were passing something out there, and she picked it up. That's why she's here. So this results in a fruitful life centered on taking in and doing what else? Giving out. It is God who supplies the bread that we all receive for food. He also supplies something else, the seeds for sowing out to others. He supplies life and gives, and he also gives us enough to give out to others so they can also live the way we're living. Living what? In the Word of God. So just like the example of the Jordan River, it takes in and it also gives back in return. So here's a direct quote I'm going to make now. You don't have to turn to it. I'll read it to you. It's in 2 Corinthians 9, the 10th chapter, and I quote, Now may he, God, while he supplies seed to the sower and bread to eat, supply your seed and multiply your sowing, that he may increase the fruits of your righteousness. End of quote. So there are needs in the church and in the world as well. And what he wants to do, he wants to meet those needs through your and my generosity. So let his blessings flow through you like the Jordan River. Keep the flow going. It will always, always, always come back to you one way or another. May God increase the fruits of your righteousness. And with that, I'll pause here now and I'll take up the offering.
To make it go full screen.